us.
Yes, stretch to life. Even though he's not here, we're stretching him.
Yeah.
7 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to What's Up Lagos.
Nice, Lagos.
I'm very excited because this is the last What's Up Lagos for the year 2022. Can you imagine? We made it.
We made it.
We absolutely made it. We made it. We did it.
We do it.
Like we did that.
We do it. Yes, we can.
Hey, God, where's all this coming from?
And yes, we shall continue.
And this is going out to everyone who's feeling bad, or you probably have been having a bad day, or you don't feel like there's anything for you to rejoice about. You are at the end, tail end of 2022. Do you remember how many people started the year with you? But you made it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let me sound like a pastor. Make some noise. Somebody stop me. Welcome to the show, guys. My name is Mary Ann Nicole, and I have in the studio with me Fancy Nando.
What's up, Lego?
She ate a bar.
Just lie.
Or maybe she ate a gari. Mm-hmm. But we have feta.
Glory, glory. Thanksgiving service was so mean.
Yes.
Do you have a testimony?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Somebody stop me. No, but sincerely, I mean. You know, you start the year and you start with, some people start with resolutions, people have plans, goals and stuff. But you know, we all also don't, envisage that there will be twists and turns, bumps on the road. Sometimes the year doesn't turn out the way you want to, but the fact that you made it to the end of the road is worth, you know, just being excited about. And you know, in a few days, we're going to be saying, hello, welcome to 2022. How you doing? Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year.
I was waiting for you to say that because it's not hello, how you doing. It's Happy New Year. We
Happy
made it.
Happy New Year, my
Some
neighbor.
Some people are going to cry in church on the 31st. They'll cry and be rolling on the floor.
Why?
I mean.
Because they made it.
I mean, yes.
Oh, my God.
Some people fell on the way.
Yeah.
Some people are in the hospital.
It's how you said hospital. Like,
people are going through a lot. Some people are coming from a lot.
What's happening, Marianne?
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking. I'm pensive. Yeah, like a lot has happened, you know? When you look back, you just realize that, wow. That 2022 has been a very interestingly tough year.
Very interesting.
How people have made it to this point intact. I tweeted 2 days ago, if not yesterday, that, you know, we underrate the fact that you leave home, get to where you go to, and come back home safely. It's underrated. Highly underrated.
I agree.
Super underrated, because you know what they say, people, they go there, they know they come back.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sound like a preacher again. If you feel like you're down and out and empty, nothing to rejoice, breathe. Can you breathe?
You made it this
far. That's enough reason to be happy. All right, so as usual, we start off the show with Sound Off. And we're sounding off this morning. Right after that, we're musing. Our musings today. We're talking about the biggest stories of 2022. The biggest events. All the things that happened. Thanks to Fancy Nancy, we have all of them. All of them. We're just going to point to them. And then whichever one interests you, you can call in and then talk about it. But I'll tell you, I have so many high points for 2022. I must tell you.
Yeah.
Very interesting high points. I like the fact that Messi held the World Cup in his hands.
Wow.
I was hoping that Messi would say, I'm retiring, but the guy said, for we die here.
I have to do this leg.
We die here.
I have to do this leg.
But for me, I think that was really, really, you know, a great one. And so many other high points, which we will talk about, you know, during our musings. We might just be musing all through the day because you know what?
It's our Thanksgiving.
We have come to the end of the
round.
No, please, the oven basket should start from downstairs. You go to CEO's office, go to PM's office, just be going to the big men's office.
Yes.
Then they bring it to us. We bless the offering.
Yes.
We count it and we send it to
account. You bless it, I count it.
No, we have account department.
I don't trust you counting.
I can't. Are you countering my counting?
Anyway, guys, good morning. Welcome to the show. Let's sound off.
My people
life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
Take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. And I like, for this reason, I like to sound like a broken record. Have you gotten your PVC? It doesn't stop there, but have you gotten your PVC? Because it's not enough to register and say, oh, I've registered. Have you gotten your PVC? If you haven't gotten it, go and look for it. The INEC portal is still open. You can actually find your PVC. I traced mine to Etiosa. You can trace, even if you transferred your polling unit, have you located it? It's not enough to get a PVC. You need to find out what your polling unit is, where it is located, you know, and then be ready, because it's not enough to get your PVC. It's not enough to say that, we're all coming out. You need to realize why you're voting for whoever you choose to vote for. And that whoever you're going to vote for, sir, madam, if that person wins, that person must be able to do the job. That, I mean, you see Nigeria, look around, you see the problems. It's one on top of the other. It's like mounting problems. And then, of course, I love the fact that there are movements and there's this whole, they call it a phenomenon. It's beautiful. But within that phenomenon, how many of you are educated for, you know, as per voter education? How many of us know what is expected of us, what our responsibilities are as voters? Those of you that are saying, I beg, leave matter, bring money. And when you books, we speak English, hunger the catchers. You're part of the problem. That after you chop your belly full, from that small money they will give you, what happens next? When you start calling Nigerian folk to say, government should, when you were supposed to, did you? Those of you who are going about burning INEC offices and destroying government property, you're the problem. Is it government that is destroying it? And then we say our leaders are bad, politicians are terrible. I'm not in any way holding brief for them. We all have a responsibility, and it does not end at collecting your PVC, but your PVC's collection is a start. Go get your PVC. It's not, and when you collect it, please don't leave it in your wallet. It's not a means of identification. It's for you to vote. 2023 is here. It's no longer a mirage. It's not when we used to say in January, 2023 is around the corner. It's by the corner. If you open door like this, you're in 2023. Go and get your PVC. Don't hide it in your wallet. Be ready. Get all the information you need to get. Go on INEC's website. Listen to the radio. Stop having all these backyard conversations about. Make sure that you're armed with the right information. When you show up at that voting unit or polling unit, make sure that you vote. Watch your vote get counted. Make sure that you have the figures, because all of us together, we are going to make sure that this Nigeria is great again. It's not my responsibility. It's not Sheriff's. It's not Sandra's. It's not Fancy Nancy's. It's all our collective responsibility, and we must all put hands together. All hands must be on deck. No matter what part of the country you're from, whatever political party you're from, Nigeria is ours. It doesn't belong to one party or the other. It belongs to us all. And what we do on that day determines how well Nigeria will continue from where we are. And that's Sound Off.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. I have clowns in this studio. When did you become the DJ? Nigerian food doesn't have DJs.
Sometimes.
Crossover. Just
is it me?
Go right across the hall.
Is it me?
You're in the wrong place.
A lot of things are going to change in 2023.
I know. Fetes Nancy. All right, time for us to muse. Yes, 19 minutes gone past 10 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Anacol, and it's your What's Up Lagos. Now, we want to talk about the big events in 2022. Look at us. It's the 30th of December 2022. I'm excited. Like, I'm talking and I'm smiling. I'm smiling from teeth to teeth. Mm-hmm. Hey?
And you look so cute.
Like you.
What's happening?
Anyway, what are the biggest events that, you know, stood out for you in 2022? I have a long list of these events here, thanks to Fancy Nancy. We're going to be looking at those events and we'll read some of them out, you know, month by month, and then we'll get to find out which one hit you the most, which one affected you one way or the other. And then, of course, we'll have these conversations. Now, let's start with January. January didn't really start on a very good note, if you all remember. From the 4th to the 6th of January, there were massacres in Zamfara State. It took a lot of lives. There was also the Dankade massacre from the 14th to the 15th of January. And so January didn't start on a great note, and it was not a great, you know, January for nobody, including Mr. President and security agencies. Now, fast forward to February. On the 5th of February, Kebbi State had their local government elections. And then, of course, on the 10th of February, bandits raided a village in Rogoji, Bakura, in Zamfara State. Again, now they killed 5 people, causing a mass exodus from that town. The bandits were requested to do so, to do so by a woman whose son was killed by vigilantes. Now, armed robbers also raided a bullion van in Ibadan, Oyo State, remember? Mm-hmm. And killed 6 people, including 2 policemen. Wow. 2022 started
very rough.
Rugged.
Very rough.
And of course, the 12th of February 2022, the FCT had their local government elections. And now we fast forward to 23rd of February, where Enugu State also had their local government elections. Now, in the month of March, Kebbi State also experienced their own set of massacres. Yes, it did happen on the 8th of March. Now, 12th of March, Imo State had their local government elections. And on the 28th of March came that horrible Abuja train attack. That was the one that hit the whole country, because that young, beautiful doctor who was about to leave the country in search of greener pastures, was shot and killed. And while she was tweeting, very overzealous people on social media were saying, if it's real, why are you tweeting?
She was asking for help, man.
I don't understand how we've become so, you know, I don't know, we've become so insensitive, hiding behind keypads and saying whatever comes to our minds. But then, of course, the terrible Abuja train attack happened. We move away from that to April. In April, the 9th of April, Adamawa State had its own local government elections. Plateau State, on the 10th of April, experienced a fresh massacre. In April, on the 11th of April, Katsina State had its local government election. On the 19th, Edo State had its local government elections. And then on the 22nd of April in 2022, Imo State and Rivers had an explosion. 2022 was rough.
And
Wow. Now, let's move away from April. Now, on the 7th of May, Benue State had its local government elections. On the 12th of May, Deborah was lynched. Do you remember her?
Yeah, that story.
Deborah Yakubu. And we remember a certain person who tweeted and deleted their tweet. And then, of course, there was an uproar. Yes. The issue of Deborah. He happened to be lynched. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. All right, so what's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Mary Anacon. 26 minutes come past the 10 o'clock hour, and we're talking about the big events that shaped 2022. If you're just joining us, we are the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. Now, before we went on that break, we were talking about the Deborah situation. Deborah was lynched. Deborah Yakubu was lynched by her schoolmates. We remember that very serious and yet unsolved matter. Let's move on to June. Before we get to June, May 28th, there was a stampede in Port Harcourt. A church was giving out stuff, and then, of course, it
the crowd management was not properly done.
Poorly handled.
And then everybody, of course,
a lot of kids lost their lives. Too many children. I saw a video of that and I was just in tears.
I could never watch that video. I would never be able to watch that video. I would never be able to. Well, let's go to June. In June was the Owo church attack. Do you remember?
Oh my God.
Lives were lost. We're painting a picture here. Can you see what 2022 has been like? Okay. Now let's move away from June. In July, Ekiti State gubernatorial election held, we remember. And of course, right after that, we had the Osun governorship elections. And then we fast forward to August, where some good news.
The only good news, if you ask me.
Some good news. Like it was like the heavens said, you know what? You need to breathe.
Yeah.
Take this one. Our very, very wonderful, record breaker for the 100 meters hurdles, Toby Amoso. She broke a 16-year record at the Commonwealth Games in 2022. And I'm saying 2022 as if it was, just... All right, so and that was it. But we will bring you more on what's the events that have shaped 2022. We'll be right back after this break. Just alive.
What did you see? What she did now?
It shocked me.
44 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour, and we are still, looking through 2022 like it was just yesterday. And how we started, it really started on a terrible note with massacres here and there, killings, and thank goodness. We had one person who won us or broke a record for us during the Commonwealth Games. Some sort of a breath of fresh air for us at that point. Toby Amoso, wherever you are, Twale.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Yes. And then right after that, on the 31st of August, we went back to our woes. One person was killed and six others injured after a building collapsed in Kano State. Yes, from August, we moved to September. On the 5th of September, six people were killed after a building collapsed in Lagos. Do we remember?
As usual.
Yeah. And then on the 12th of September, five people were killed during an attack on a senator's convoy in Anambra. Now, we remember Senator Obaz's convoy was,
attacked,
I can never forget the video. I can never forget it. I mean, it scarred me. And that was one of many. And then we moved to the 21st of September, where Fulani herdsmen shot and killed 14 civilians in Logo, Benue State. It continues. On the 24th of September, 15 people were killed and many others were injured after armed bandits attacked a mosque in Zamfara. Then we had some peace before we went into October. On the 5th of October, the Abuja-Kaduna train attack. The Nigerian military said it had secured the release of the last 23 passengers taken hostage in late March. So, yes, on the 5th of October, those people who were part of that train attack, those who were kidnapped, remember, they kept sending out videos asking for government to come to their aid, and they were asking for ridiculous amounts of money. Finally, the army came out on the 5th of October to say that they had secured the release of the last 23 passengers taken hostage in late March. Don't forget, certain people had family members rally around to, make up some monies to, release them. So people were being released in, one after the other. Yes, but then... Finally, the army was able to get the last three passengers that were taken hostage. Now, on the 8th of October, at least 76 people were killed after a boat carrying people fleeing flood water capsized in Anambra. That was the beginning of the flooding. Now, on the 17th of October, the death toll from the ongoing flood across Nigeria at the time, which started earlier, increased to more than 600 people. At a point, it was 1,000. On the 18th of October, multiple people were killed and 10 others were abducted after gunmen stormed a hospital in Niger. Did we even catch a break?
Wait.
Did we catch a break?
I'm so grateful to be here. Yeah, Maria, and this goes back to what you were saying, that our going out and our coming back home
shouldn't be.
It's a testimony. We shouldn't take it for granted.
It shouldn't be underrated.
These people just went out and they never came home. They never came back to your families and loved ones. It's very sad.
Okay, well, after the attack on the hospital in Niger State in October, November the 8th, four people were killed and 12 others were injured by a bombing in Anambra. Yes. And on the 11th of November, 12 people were killed when a tank truck exploded in Ofu, Kogi State.
I remember that one.
Yeah, yeah. And then fast forward to December. Yeah.
I think this one should be funny.
This is Comedy Central. I always say Nigeria needs to get a channel on Comedy Central.
Oh my God, we'll make so much money.
So, on the 7th of December, the Central Bank of Nigeria said it would limit individual cash withdrawals to 100,000 Nigerian naira. That's about $225 per week, to reduce counterfeiting and to discourage ransom payments to kidnappers. On the 20th of December, Nigerian bandits conflict happened. At least 38 people were killed and several houses were touched during two attacks at two villages in Kagoro in Kaduna. Now, don't forget, on Christmas Day, another attack happened while they were trying to bury their dead. On Christmas Day.
Lord have mercy.
Now, on the 29th of December, 14 people were killed and 24 more injured after a drunk driver plowed into crowds in Calabar during the carnival.
That. Yeah.
We didn't even catch a break this year, did we?
No, we didn't. No, we did not.
But anyway, Lagos, let's talk. That's 2022 in Nigeria for you. I don't know where you want to start from, but let's talk. By the way, I'd just like to put it out there. We do have a government. We do have security agencies. Yes, we do. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can tweet at Nigeria Info with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. We're looking at the events that shaped Nigeria in 2022. And whichever one, you know, calls out to you, or whichever one has, you know, one way or the other affected you personally, we're going to be talking about that all through today. Unfortunately, most of these stories are not necessarily the best of stories, but mm-hmm. It was our 2022. And I really want to know, how do you survive it?
Do you realize we've not even only two good stories, like two good things happening to us this year out of all of this?
As a country.
Yeah, just two.
Can you say just two? Really?
It was just two.
From the things we read.
Yeah, from the things we read out, like right now. It was just two things.
Just two. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Henry. I'm calling from Bugije.
Go ahead. All right.
Yeah, I don't know where to start from this.
I know.
At the same time, as in about listening to news now, so I'm always kind of scared because I end up not being happy after listening to news. As in, I just pray things will get better. And the funniest thing is that, am I saying the funniest thing? As in, the sad part of it is that I don't know where the hope is coming from. I'm just hoping. Peter will be okay. That's the only thing that just comes to my head when I'm thinking of.
Well, Nigerians are very resilient people, so we're always hoping upon hope and hoping that the best things will happen to us. But I want to say thank you very much for calling. We'll take one more call before we go on a quick break, and right after that, we'll continue. I've read out most of the stories that have shaped 2022. Let's not forget, there's first scarcity that wants to kill us.
It's still going on.
It's pressing our neck like it's gonna kill us. But, you know, let's just take one more call and then we'll go for that very quickly. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio, please.
Morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Jimmy. I'm calling from Lekki.
All right, Jimmy, go ahead, please.
Yeah, you just mentioned the fuel scarcity. Right now, I'm in the fuel queue. trying to buy fuel since morning. So it's one of the greatest events that have happened negatively to Nigerians. We simply do not have government. And one of your presenters then made mention of going out and coming in. We should not be taking it for granted. It is very, very good. I want to add, one of the greatest events that has happened in this December is the police killing the Lagos lawyer.
Yes.
It's one of those things that has just happened. So, so Nigerians should take that part of the biggest event that has happened. Even though it was one person, the policeman killed. Though the Boko Haram have killed thousands, this one too that the police killed is also a thousand. Just add that. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Thank you very much for calling. How could I have forgotten, you know, the Mrs. Rahim who was shot dead, and the other young man who was buying petrol, who was shot in a keke. Same Ajiwe, I think. And it's really sad. And several others who may have not been documented.
Yeah.
Let's not forget the lynching of the two young men at Lekki. That you know, made...
By the Okada.
Yes, yeah. By Okada riders that finally, you know, broke the camel's back where the government said enough is enough. We'll have to go for a quick break. We'll be right back. It's 2 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour, and it is the last What's Up Lagos for the year 2022.
Morning, Lagos.
Yes, morning. I'm Mary Anacone. I have Fazzy Nancy in the studio, and I am being joined by Info Girl. Yeah. Yes, it's there are too many women in the studio. We need male energy, you know.
What's up, Spice Girls? Spice Girls.
Anyway, for those of you who are just joining us, we've been taking a look at all of the events that shaped 2022 in Nigeria. Now, we also added what recently happened in Ajah, the two killings by police officers. We've also added the lynching of two men to death in Lekki that, you know, led to the government, you know, clamping down seriously on these Okada riders once and for all. Kudos to the government of Lagos State, by the way. And so many other things. But then I'm curious, I'm asking you, how did you make it through 2022? What was that thing that you know, kept you going? And how has 2022 been for you, you know, because today is the last weekday in 2022, and we're looking back. 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993 993. You can call if you're a lady. 01465 7190. That's 01465 7190. You could tweet at Nigeria Info 99.3 with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos, or you can send us a WhatsApp message, and of course we'd like to hear from you. Hello, good morning, WhatsApp Lagos.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Mercy, calling from me, sorry.
Mercy, go ahead. Which story actually stands out for you?
So the one that stands out for me is the killing of the train bomb attack. The killing of the young lady that is about to travel to abroad. And another one you who did not talk is about our national grid collapsing. I believe that this year it collapsed more than 10 times, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it collapsed too many times.
One is among it. And another one, bandits running into runway.
Runway at the airport.
That one too is full. So a lot
thank
of practice. I pray that 2022 will be a good year for us.
Amen.
Wow, 2022 has been really chaotic.
I'm telling you.
Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Guest alive, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Victor.
Victor!
Yeah.
Okay, which story stood out for you for 2022?
No, my own is this lawyer where they just killed on Sunday. So, because I hear this morning for Wasobia town hall meeting, they said that the policeman did already killed somebody before. This very policeman. Yes, I hear that for town hall meeting today, this morning, tonight, they said that he did already killed before. And then the second one is that that guy where they be born for Lekki phase one day. That day for Rumo. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Victor. We did talk about... You know, sometimes because, you know, we try to, you know, leave the past in the past and move on, you totally don't remember how many terrible things have happened.
Yeah.
But there has to be something good that has happened. Apart from a beautiful lady who won, you know, who broke that 16-year-old record, something good must have happened. I mean, they gave us new money, new Naira notes.
Yeah.
That's if you rub it on your clothes, it would look like you put dye.
Don't make the mistake of forgetting the new Naira notes in your jeans pocket and try to wash it.
It will be a new, it will be a different country's Naira note.
You're gonna cry.
I was gonna say that.
You're gonna weep.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos?
Cheers to life.
This is Kokete from Jakonde.
Hi, Kokete, them fool.
Fine, ma. My own, now something, the first way happened, now my own, it happened to me, go.
Tell us about it.
So, I work for one woman for 3 years going to 4 years. Can you hear me, ma?
Yes, we can hear you.
So, I come pay us for mainland. I still pay for Jack Conde. So, the expense is Conde too much for me. I call a friend to the woman, say, back, ma. If you can help me, ma, buy this small dampo, I can be taking it home and come back from work the next day. The next thing, the woman start me for work.
I'm sorry
he
to laugh at you.
He said, another plan. He said, I won't leave at work. He asked me. And since then, they almost won't kill me because of her work for instance, because she live at Oniru. Hello, ma.
Yeah, we can hear you.
So that answers there as I close for work. I just like, ma, go sit down for the first time before that shooting starts. So at the end, she now starts me. I just like, for my life, I never worked for a person like that because of, say, I won't change pattern of life. She
So, I'm going to ask two very important questions. Why did you have Why did you have to have two homes in the first place, knowing that you cannot afford it? Secondly, were you sacked this year?
Ma, the thing is from mainland, because I've been that time, I've been there for Agbado Crossing. You understand? From Agbado Crossing to mainland every day. Ah, if you see me, I can't hold past my elder brother, said go.
So, the reason why I'm asking is if you could have let go of the house on the mainland and you know, stayed on the island, you could have still saved yourself.
If you work for mainland, no, they pay.
No. I'm saying you could have let go of the house on the mainland
and
then
retained
leave
the one in Jakonde.
Yes. Yeah. That way.
I don't say all now, all. Because I've been get plenty load for. You know, say Jakonde house. You know, inside Jakonde now, if I rent for, but that the enter house. So my important things, okay. I don't feel like Karen come here, right, me come,
Kokete,
or you go.
I appreciate that, you know, you felt the need to, you know, call and, you know, get this off your chest. But then we're talking about events that shaped Nigeria in 2022 and how you survived 2022. But then, I mean, I understand. Everybody's going through it. We're all going through one problem or the other. But I'm glad that you made it. Like you said, oh, no, oh. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio when you call us.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, live.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I pray to Nigeria Info with all my heart.
Okay, to be faithful.
And support our unity.
Amen.
My name is Chinayangwa.
Hi.
Welcome, Chinayangwa.
Yeah. So the bad news that happened this year. Number one, all these people, the name that I'm here, this police officer, Bandy Vandy. The other one that killed is the BRT man that killed Imam Idele. Yeah. His name is Antunai. So I was asking, this name is from Nigeria. I don't know whether they're really Nigerians.
They're Nigerians. Come on.
Okay.
They're Nigerians.
So, hello?
Yeah,
we're listening. They're Nigerians.
So the bad news is the first victim, that is the flood, displaced so many people in their homes.
That's true.
This year, that flood So the second one is the death of this man, Chika Kunle, in the southeast.
Yes,
was
yes.
Murdered.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know that man was murdered. I watched it. I couldn't
gruesome.
Even.
It was really
look
gruesome.
At the second time.
Mm.
So, and another one is the increase in security in the southeast. Mm. People couldn't travel this time around because
yeah,
of
I agree.
The rate of insecurity.
Yes.
Even my people, I tell people that from our outside country, I tell them not to come back.
Wow.
Because of the insecurity in the southeast.
Mm.
You understand? And the good news is, hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, the good news is, this man, the deputy governor of Anambra State, there was a time he was going to, what is it, governor's, was going to this, Oka. So all these military men, they block everywhere, making the traffic to be empty. So he now come down from his convoy and started controlling the traffic.
That's
so that's good news.
Kudos to the deputy governor of Anambra State.
All right, that's somewhat good news, but that's not new in Lagos. We see a lot of high and mighty people, you know, coming down from their vehicles to try to, you know, help with the traffic flow. Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. Anyway, we're looking at the stories that have shaped 2022, and we got some WhatsApp messages. Let's see if we can take one or two. Okay, okay. All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up,
God
Lagos?
God bless you too.
Good morning.
Give us the what's up, Lagos.
It's what's up, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Thank you.
Yay. Just alive. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. God bless all of you.
God bless you too.
You know, all these things have been happening in 2022, but you know, around that December 17, I went for a wedding at Abuja. I stay in Lagos.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Pastor Esther. I stay in Lagos. In
okay. Okay.
So I went for a wedding on the 17th of December here at Abuja. And while coming back on the 28th, 27th of this December, I had a terrible experience with this bus. They call it Christmas Transit. I boarded the bus at Abuja, Kukuwa, and they took us to Gwagwalada, reloaded again. This driver loaded some terrible luggages in front of my seat up to the roofing of that bus. I couldn't go out to go and urinate myself throughout that journey. He did not even bother. In fact, when I got home, my enemy got sick.
Oh.
I had to hold the urine.
Okay.
I had to hold the urine. Let somebody traveling from Abuja to Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
I held the urine. He did not bother. I was shouting. I was telling him, please, I want to urinate. And I'm an elderly woman.
Oh.
I couldn't urinate. I couldn't do anything.
But did you get to Abuja safely?
He got me to Lagos safely.
Lagos safely.
At a stage, mosquitoes started coming out of his bus. Everybody was beating mosquitoes. I don't know from where he got the mosquitoes.
Okay.
And as people complained, he started to drive rough that he wanted to kill all of us. I was praying. I said, God, I prayed before we started. Now, as we are in the bus, I told everybody, don't worry. Even if he likes, let him fly. His vehicle will never have accident because I told God about it.
Well, amen. Thank goodness you got to Lagos safely. All right. I see that a lot of people have a lot to say. But, yes, how were you able to survive 2022? That's what we're asking. With all of the events of the year that we have put out for you, all the events that shaped 2022, how are you able to survive it? Because we're all here. It's the 30th of December 2022. This is the last weekday for 2022. And we're taking a look back at what happened in 2022. We were able to read out some of the major events from January to December. And then we added some of the things that have recently happened that were also not documented. And we want to hear from you, Lagos. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can join the conversation if you're a lady. 01. 0146571 90. That's 0146571 90. Send us a tweet with the hashtag What's Up Lagos. How are you able to survive 2022 amidst all of the things that happened? I must just say again, of all the things, the events that shaped 2022 in Nigeria, just two were positive.
Mm-hmm. The ones we listed.
Most of them were about people being massacred, bombed, killed, kidnapped, lynched, shot.
Wow.
Maimed.
Marianne, I think this is our Thanksgiving service.
Hey, really?
What's up, Lagos Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
People have been calling me testimonies.
I don't know. Yes. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
It's What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
The energy.
What's up, Lagos? Chest alive. Hey. Good morning.
So, you people, you refuse to pick my call.
You people refuse to pick his call.
Eh? You don't want us to talk
so
before
you people
the
don't want
year.
Him to talk this new
don't
year. What's all this?
Don't be fake.
Don't mind him. Don't mind him.
Two times, you failed to pick my call and then you
people,
say sorry.
People, stop it.
We apologize.
All of you, stop it.
We apologize.
I'm begging you, please. Thanks.
Hey.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Go ahead.
Omenka John.
All right, Omenka.
He should know now.
We
Omenka,
knew.
Omenka, you still haven't introduced yourself.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Just tonight.
Omenka, how were you able to survive this year?
Oh, thank God. On New Year, Christmas Day, nothing.
I'm listening.
Okay.
You didn't cook rice? There was no chicken?
Would they enter church? Would they go pray? Yes.
Okay, Omenka is talking to somebody else. I'm guessing he'll call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Hello, anybody home? Oh, okay, we lost that call. All right, join the conversation on WhatsApp, on Twitter, and of course, we're asking you, what were the events that shaped your own 2022? We've told you what happened in Nigeria from January. January, we woke up to massacres. And of course, in December, we've seen two people shot dead here in Lagos. In November, we also had issues. I mean, literally, bad, worse. And then we got good news. And then bad.
Oh, okay. We forgot the worst.
Sound like a score sheet. Score sheet.
and I'm thinking to myself, how many people have we lost in 2022? I think that we've also become so insensitive that, you know, it's just numbers now. It's numbers. 25 people killed. 10 people.
I just think as a people, we move on too quickly.
Yes. And then it's very difficult for us to actually connect to the plight of the people in those areas, especially for the flooding victims. You know, one minute they're saying, oh, they're going to put this monies together for these people. Have they seen those monies?
Mm-hmm.
What's the relocation plan for these guys?
Now that
the waters have abated and, you know, the sun is out, Harmattans are here. Harmattan is here, I beg your pardon.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing to stop what might reoccur next year? Is there a prevention plan? Is there anything in the works? Or we're just going to wait again to give out beds and rice or noodles.
Yeah.
Is this the same thing that we're going to be experiencing next year, or even worse, when government will come out and say, we'll give you 1 billion? What is that supposed to do? Businesses have been lost. Lives have been lost. Livelihoods are gone. And some people have, you know, one way or the other, gotten diseases or whatever, waterborne diseases as a result of these floodings. How can we continue like this, garbage in, garbage out every year? What is the plan? There has to be a plan, a contingency plan to stop these things from happening. Yes, it's a natural disaster, but then there are some man-made parts to it. How can we stop these things from happening, or at least reduce it to its barest minimum? And I'm just talking about the floods. That's one thing. The killings, they seem to just continue. And some people are having a field day in the southeast. INEC offices are being burned down on a daily. It's like these people are testing the powers of the state to see how strong they are.
Yeah.
And they keep coming. And it makes me really wonder, what are the powers of the state? And why are we not fighting back? And why are we not using these people to set an example for those who might want to do it again?
Yeah.
I mean, sincerely, what's really going on? But we're back to the phone line, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's that?
The passcode did not pass.
Yeah, because of where I'm calling from, I'm listening in the app.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I'm enjoying the program.
Thank
my
you.
Customer calling.
Thank you very much so for calling.
Anything about the news in Lagos, anything about, thank God for Wazubia, Cool FM and Nigeria. If not Nigeria is one Wazubia, I don't think a lot of information will be coming out. This thing, a lot of things are happening in the street. You don't bring it to the news. Everybody is hearing the one in Lagos. You don't hear the one in Lagos. And if you are a policeman or army man who refuses to join the bad ones in the government, or government, they will tag you ESN, they will tag you on non-government, they will find you to kill you. There's something that happened in India some days ago. The young man who happened to he sent it to talk about it on the news last night, you and the boy, was a military man. It's a young man who happened to be an army who refused to do what other people are doing. They are giving us fake news in India today, unless you listen to half on Lagos. I'm believing God what I'm working out for Wazubia to have something that he will show people will be getting this, apart from the app. Because the app, if you don't have that unless you will not be able to do this. I'm really enjoying Wazubia and Nigerian food.
Thank you very much. All right, keep listening. I think we have Wazubia in Owerri, so you can actually listen to Wazubia in Owerri. Yes, but then there's Nigerian food in Port Harcourt. You should be able to pick our signal somewhere around Owerri, depending on where you are in the southeast anyway. But I'm glad that you have the app, even though some people would say it takes a lot of data to stream. But hey, you can take us everywhere you go. Thank you so much for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh dear, apologies. Call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos? Yeah. So you called us and you were calling your girlfriend online. What's all that?
I was at the gate. I was entering the church to pray.
Are you jealous?
Please, I'm happily married, though.
Congratulations.
Sorry.
I'm very happy for you.
Okay, I think it's better than jealous now.
Hello?
Yes.
Why everybody keep saying the negative? I want to be on the positive side.
Go ahead. We need to.
Yes, because I love marriage.
They feel they've achieved everything they want in life for the first time.
What's that name? Tony. Do you remember when Nigerian National Anthem was sung? I mean, was being played in the stadium?
Yes,
she was so proud. All over the world. Yeah.
Yes.
And that anthem was so sweet.
Yes.
I think
it was a proud Nigerian moment for Toby and every other Nigerian watching.
For me, that stands out above everything. It's not that I'm not feeling bad about people.
In that moment,
life.
We forgot about our problems. In that moment.
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
Mm.
Then our Nigerian military, anytime I hear they decimate the Boko Haram, the terrorists, the bandits, I am happy.
Hmm.
And apart from that too, during Christmas, the Muslims went into the church to pray somewhere in Kaduna.
That's good.
Are we?
That's good.
That gave me joy too.
Well, that's good. Good news.
Yes.
At least something positive for us all to rejoice
about.
Yes. Somebody sent a message here on WhatsApp. Dominic from OPIC. He says, what's up, Lagos? To be frank, I wouldn't want to relate on all the ill records through 2022, but I'm doing is giving thanks and glory to God, because honestly, I don't know how I made it this far.
Yeah.
Keeping up daily with serial challenges amongst many, which was applying for jobs for 6 months plus now, and yet just believing and keeping heads high for a turnaround. It's just been God every second, minute, hours, days, and months. And he continues to say it's just being God. Well, Dominion, thank you very much for your message. We have to go for another break. When we come back, we'll be wrapping up on our 2022. We should be wrapping up on a high note. So what are the good things that have happened to you in 2022? That's going to be the last bit of our show. Share with me. Feta, did you get married?
That's right.
I really need to get rid of some people in this studio. Not still, what's up, Lagos? 42 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. Now, we've been looking at the biggest events that have shaped 2022, but now we're going to talk about the positive things that have happened to us personally in 2022. So when you're calling me, we're not going to be talking about the bad things again. I'm done. I'm so done with the bad things of 2022. So what are the great things that have happened to you? No matter how tiny it is, what good thing has happened to you in 2022 that you would take with you a great memory into 2023? 0700-993-993-993. Somebody's asking me, where's Stretch? He's on a holiday.
And you
a
did
well-deserved
you did ask me.
I miss him too. Got me? Okay.
You said if I got married, I forgot.
Did you get married, baby?
I forgot to marry again. Again.
Why?
I don't know why.
I'm trying. All the money I gave you to go and look for a husband to marry.
Is it consistency for me? Single from the beginning and single now. Praise the Lord.
No, don't praise nobody. Stop that.
Why? Why?
I've given you money.
In all things, we should do what?
I give you money.
Give thanks.
And praise him.
I give you money. That's the thing. I gave Church money to go and look for work. They kidnapped him. I kept him in Ikorodu. I had to still go and bring him out from the kidnappers there.
I stand with Feth Adu.
What do you mean?
She's single and happy.
Yeah.
She's
satisfied.
She's a Pringle.
I want to give her a hand in marriage.
The hand, not the body. Her hand. You want them to do smutty on her head?
No. The head is not joined. Just her hand. In marriage. You see, when somebody says, I want to ask your hand in marriage, so what happens to the other part of
it's
my body?
It's just the hand he wants.
Okay, maybe she's okay. Yeah, it's true. Honestly, ask your hands. What happened to the rest body too?
Yes. Where's the remaining
don't
part
worry,
of
Feather,
the body?
I'm going to get somebody to do a small thing on your head.
That's not happening.
A very tiny thing
to
on
do
your head.
Wajoko on your head.
Your own is mommy more.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes, alive. Good morning.
This Lake is upgraded. I'm physically challenged.
I know, Lake. How are you? So tell us, how has 2022 been for you, and what's the best thing that's happened to you this year?
In this year, the most great thing that I want always for is for helping me to drop my thoughts to our enterprise to Thanksgiving. Although the after that there is no more stuff, but that regular thing that God has me to do this year is I'm really, really grateful for that.
Congratulations on your single. Congratulations.
So if you can go to my YouTube channel, Lekki Akoyede, and subscribe and download the song.
No problem.
Lekki Akoyede on YouTube.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Lekki Akoyede, he's physically challenged and he has dropped his first single. In terms of, do you know what it is to go to the studio and drop single?
That's so nice. That's really good.
So he's saying go to his YouTube channel. It's called, I think, Lekki Akoyede, and just show him some love, okay, guys? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yeah, morning. My name is Evoluwa, aka Baba Landlord.
Hey, Baba Landlord. What's 2022 been like for you, and what's the best thing that has happened to you?
Collected plates.
The best thing that happened to me is that I met my spouse this year.
They're just like me.
Another thing that happened to me, I start my series, my project. It's a comedy series on YouTube.
Oh, congratulations. I just a win, back to back.
When is a win?
Yeah. Actually, I tried to do the series on year 2014. I could not make it. I did not do it. So I had to start this year. Like me and my spouse, we had to discipline ourselves to achieve the project.
Nice.
What a beautiful spouse.
So like you can watch
on YouTube.
Okay.
We'll go ahead.
Achievers Production 10.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Man. Hello. What's up, Lagos? Are you sure
we're doing our own skits now?
What's up, Lagos skit?
I'm not a comedian. I will suck. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
God.
Good morning.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, it's me, Kokete. That time at the airport, I tried to
go. Okay, Kokete, we heard almost everything that you said, and we need to take other calls. I'm so sorry. You took a long time to tell us about your story. I'm so sorry, but we have to let you go, okay? Sorry about that. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Ring the bell.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
I greet all of you.
We greet you too.
I'm Florence, and I want to thank God. God kept me alive to see my first grandson.
Oh!
Thank you. That's so good.
So you have a boy.
Oh, that's so nice. Good news, at least.
I don't know how it feels to be a grandma, but I'm sure it's like really good.
And
it's
you will make such a terrible.
And she's
grandma,
going to spoil
Marianne,
and smother.
You would spoil your grandkids.
Let me tell you what it feels like. You know.
Come on. I will push you. Marianne would be such a terrible grandma. Her daughter would be like, "Was this woman?"
No, but I think it's natural.
Why do you say that? I think it's natural. You know,
because
your parents are pretty hard
exactly.
on you. And then when your babies come, all the things that you couldn't do, they are doing.
She understands what
I'm
saying.
You not hide the baby from them. Or what?
No, Marianne would be like that. Don't touch her. Leave her alone. This kind of grandmas, I want to bite.
Everything she wants.
Give her.
See, me and my baby, we going on a spa day every other day.
That's the kind of grandma she'll be. I just know it.
Okay. But let me be mother first.
Double promotion now.
I can't be both at the same time. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, so thank God. This is my first time of...
Congratulations for being able to get through.
Welcome to the
family. I've been trying all these days, but I couldn't get you people.
Yeah,
such is life.
Please turn off your radio.
Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio, please.
Ah, okay. Sorry. the Lord will be with you all.
Amen.
We need you to turn off your radio, please. We're getting too much feedback.
The Lord will be with you.
Thank you.
And the Lord will keep you all.
Amen.
This year has been a very wonderful year. As a grandmom, God gave me another grandchild.
Ah, hey, too many grandmas today. Congratulations. Boy or girl?
And all my prayers were answered.
Yeah.
We are healthy and there's nothing. Then I got, today is my best day.
Congratulations, happy birthday!
Not my best day, the best day. Because I've been trying your lines all this while.
Oh, grandma.
So from getting through today, I'm so happy.
Okay, we're happy
and
that
I
you called us.
And I know I'll be contributing to your program.
Oh, thank you.
Wish you all a happy, fruitful, productive year ahead. In
Jesus'
name.
Thank you very much for calling. And on that note, we want to say our goodbyes to you and 2022 because this is our last What's Up Lagos in 2022, and this is the last weekday. So we love everybody who's been calling on the shows. All of you who've been fans of What's Up Lagos and fans of Nigeria Info, we appreciate you. There is no show without you. You know this.
We love you.
Behind all of these shows, and we're curating all of these shows just to suit you. And we love you for standing by us, for being supportive, and always sending your prayers our way. Thank you so much. My name is Mary Anacol. She's Fancy Nancy.
Holla.
And Info Girl, the hottest one that wants to be a grandma before she's a ma. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, MIMIEYO, or better still, you can search for Mary Angie Cocone anywhere else. There's a lot to see on my social media. Anyway, follow Nigeria Info on all its socials. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nigeria Info 99.3. And we'll see you in 2023. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.